Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study of the Christian marriage relationship. Yesterday, I began talking to you about God's design for the marriage relationship, and we were looking at several scriptures where the Lord very clearly indicates in the New Testament, in both Ephesians chapter 5 and also in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that God intended for Christ to be the covering for the husband or the authority over the husband to be the covering or authority over the wife, and God, of course, is the authority over Christ, the scripture tells us. And we spoke yesterday about how this position of responsibility that the husband has as the covering for the wife was not to be one of domineering, selfishly motivated authority, but instead it was to be like Christ, a position and a covering of love. Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 4 says, "He has brought me to his banquet hall, and his banner over me is love." And that passage is where the bride, the Shunammite, is talking about her beloved bridegroom, and she says about him that his banner over her is love. And we know that this amazing book, The Song of Solomon, is a beautiful picture of Christ and the church, as well as a picture of the beauty of the marriage relationship. And we are also told that God fully intended for the marriage relationship to be a reflection of Christ's love, and that the husband was to love his wife, it says in Ephesians 5:25, just as Christ has also loved the church and gave himself up for her. So the husband's position as covering or head over the wife was intended to be with the attitude and the heartfelt servanthood that Christ had for the church. Christ laid down his life for the church. He literally gave himself up for her, the scripture says. And the husband is given that same position of responsibility before the Lord with his wife to give himself up for her, to be a loving servant leader, following hard after God, and being one that the wife can easily follow because his loving leadership is so precious in the way that the husband deals with the wife, just as Jesus deals with him, with the husband. So I would say to you that God's design for the marriage relationship is one where there's loving leadership all the way around. God is love, the scripture tells us in 1 John 4:8, and God is the head of Christ. Jesus loved so much he laid down his life for his friend, and he's the head of the husband. The husband is to do no less. He is to be a covering of love, just as the Father and as Jesus is a banner of love over every man and woman and child on this earth. So husbands, remember this position that God's given you, this very highly responsible and important position as covering, so to speak, is one where you must walk in love. Lay down your life for your best friend, your wife, and be a blessing as Christ is a blessing to the church, as Christ is a blessing to every believer. Now, I want to focus today on the wife's responsibility in this design for the marriage relationship. The wife, we are told, was intended by God to be a helpmate, as it said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And so the wife's responsibility before God is to be that helpmate to the husband. Now, that word means, that help word means to assist, to uphold, to advise, to encourage, to stand by, to come to the aid of, to cooperate, to intercede for, to benefit, to back up, to advocate, to give a lift, to go to bat for, or to support. So women, And wives, I want to encourage you today to consider your responsibility in the marriage relationship before the Lord. The husband has a very important and very high level of responsibility unto the Lord in the way that he conducts himself as a loving leader in the home. The wife's responsibility is to reverence, the scripture says, or respect her husband. And God wants us as wives to show respect, to show honor to our husbands, and to be that helpmate. Are you one that is an assistance to your husband? Do you uphold him? Do you uphold him with your words? Do you uphold him in prayer? Do you uphold him in being one that encourages, that is a great cheerleader for your husband, that comes to the aid of and benefits your husband? Is that your attitude? How can I be a blessing? That's God's design in the marriage relationship, that women, that wives, would be a blessing. Seek to be a blessing. Seek to be one who could benefit the other. To be your husband's greatest advocate. To go to bat for him. To support him. And this is a vital position. This is God's design for the marriage relationship. God never intended for the marriage relationship to look as it does in modern society today, where husband and wife lead separate lives and they all go off to their various activities, meet under the same roof at night, perhaps discuss the logistics, and fall asleep exhausted. That was never the design of God for marriage. God intended for marriage to be a beautiful reflection of God's magnificent love for each and every one of us. And his love is tender, and his love is merciful, and his love looks to be a blessing, and his love seeks to see ways that can build up and encourage and support and help and intervene for his children. And God desires for the husband and the wife to have the same attitude in marriage, where we are both looking to be ones who encourage and stand by, advocate, go to bat for, support, come to the aid of, and be a benefit to one another in the marriage relationship. This is God's design and his desire. And the Lord wanted the whole world to see a picture of God's love in the marriage relationship. And yet, unfortunately, today we observe that many Christian marriages look so similar to the marriages of non-Christians, to worldly marriages, that there is a dimming, if you would, of the picture God intended for the world to see in a Christian home. And I would say to you that the influence of our society has been strong in molding a lot of Christian marriages, rather than the influence of God, of God's word, of doing things God's way, of seeking God's highest good for each and every marriage relationship and family, that we as Christians have not allowed God's influence to be the greater influence. And if that's been you and you realize that your marriage looks just like the neighbor's marriage who doesn't even know God, I would encourage you today, let's go back to the source of marriage. Let's go back to God who designed marriage. And let's say, Father, help us to be a reflection of the love that Christ has for the church, that the love that Christ has for the lost, that this phenomenal love, this unconditional, beautiful love will be reflected in our marriage relationship. And people will come to us and say, how is it that you can be so loving and you've been married for so many years? What is your secret? And you'll be able to respond that because of God's love, Christ's love in your heart, you're able to walk in love in your marriage relationship. And because God's principles are true and his design is perfect, that your marriage relationship stays intact and it's healthy and it's whole and it's beautiful and it's a place of refuge and it's a safe harbor for husband and for wife. I want to encourage you today. God's design for the marriage relationship is a perfect one. We don't need to tweak it. We don't need to change it. We don't need to make adjustments for the cultural differences of this 21st century. We need to be obedient to the Word of God, and we need to seek hard after the Lord as men and women and husbands. Seek hard after God. Say, Father, show me how to love my wife. Show me how to lead my family. And women, pray, God, help me to love and respect and honor my husband. Help me to be a helpmate. Help me to encourage him and to stand by him and to come to the aid of my husband. And help me to cooperate and to intercede for and to go to bat for and to lift up and to support my husband. Help me be that helpmate you intended for me to be. And if husband and wife both would pray that way, desiring God's order in their marriage relationship, a miracle literally could take place in your marriage. Are you willing today to submit your own ways of doing things and your own desires and your own selfish ambitions? Are you willing to lay those things at the foot of the cross and allow God Himself to give you direction, wisdom, and design the way your marriage relationship should be lived? God wants to bless your marriage. He wants it to be the most beautiful marriage anyone has ever seen. He wants that in your house. It is not a dream. It is totally possible with God. Nothing shall be impossible, the scripture tells us. Be a person committed to God's design for the marriage relationship and pray for wisdom and help, and God will help you, and you'll have victory in your marriage and beauty and love in your home. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.